Track 57.
Okay, so to finish, I'd like to give you some advice about the essay you'll be writing at the end of this module. There are many resources regarding the civilian population and family history out there. The general public can access some of them free of charge, whilst others are only available on payment of a fee or restricted to academics and subject to registration. Some are more appropriate to family or genealogical investigation, others to historical population research. If we start at the beginning of the list on your handout, you'll see the Family Record Centre based in London. The centre and its website are available to anyone in the country who has an interest in researching demographic data. Their work might be useful to give you an overview of the sorts of data and services available. Unfortunately, you have to pay a registration charge of £20 for a year's access to their material. The next resource on the list is Genes Reunited, which is mainly for people who want to find out more about their ancestors. There are some good interactive tools on this website, especially the one which shows you how to manipulate the National Census Association's statistical data. Although Genes Reunited is very useful, it's used by a range of businesses, and therefore accessing the site will cost you. Now, the third item on the handout is the National Census Association, which contains the most up-to-date data compiled from the official government census every 10 years. Both companies and individuals can access all their resources without payment, so this may be a good place to start your research. Finally, I'd like to draw your attention to the two journals at the bottom of the handout. The first one, Journal of Historical Migration, is not actually a journal, but a collection of articles on a website. You might like to look at it because it has several articles on the importance of recording census data from a historical research perspective. This site is available to the general public, so you don't have to pay or register. The other one, the Journal of Social Demography, is only available using your university online journal's login details, and it can only be accessed by those studying or researching in higher education. Right, well, that should be enough reading for you.